Let me go back now here as we connect and put together the link between patriotism and the Bible. There's a lot of references to that. When it comes to patriotism, loving one's country, trusting one's leaders, honoring one's flags, and then living as responsible citizens who think in terms of what government, not of what government owes them, but what they can do for their country and their fellow man. Historically, our citizens have stepped up to the plate and have demonstrated great patriotism. Yet now, according to the latest research we're finding from American Culture and Faith Institute, patriotism is in America, in my words, anemic and very sick. And if not changed soon, may die. And with it, the America that you and I have known. But we can't determine solutions until we determine the cause. How did we get here? To discuss some of these causes with us today, I want to invite back in George Barna, formerly of Barna Research Group, to help us in this analysis of the research he just completed. So, George, let me come back to you right now. As I look over your research findings, I do find an undeniable link between patriotism and Christianity, between the concepts of patriotism and the Bible. Now, that doesn't surprise me in the least, but your research is compelling on this linkage. Could you expound on this, please?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot we could say on that, Sam, but I mean, certainly one of the ways of looking at that is that as we looked at all the data that we got back, and then we look at what the scriptures teach us, I mean, clearly there are things to be learned about concepts such as loyalty and commitment and responsibility, obedience, the consequences of one's actions, things like duty, sacrifice, truth, righteousness, community, respect. Those are all core principles of the Christian faith that were brought into the development of America. And they form part of the foundation of what made this country so unique and gave it that persevering quality that it's had. And so as we are in a nation now where people are spending less time reading the Bible, they're less connected to a place of faith, we're finding that we're losing a lot of the understanding of those concepts that the Bible consistently taught us about. And therefore, we're losing that patriotic understanding at the same time. You know, it's one of those things where when I look in the data and I see what is very meaningful to you, I mean, that's one of the questions that we ask people, you know, how meaningful are each of these following things to you? And we asked about things like freedom of religion, the Bible, citizenship, the American flag, the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem. We found that when we compared, for instance, born-again Christians to skeptics, there were differences between those groups of as much as 75 percentage points. That's huge. And you have to understand that in America today, what we see happening is that our country is moving more in line with the skeptics than it is with the born-again Christians. And that's the direction the country is gravitating toward. So this is a wake-up moment, I hope, for all of us who are believers, who can look at our churches, look at our families, look at our personal relationships with other people, and recognize that we need to be strong in our understanding of the scriptures so that we can take it into those elements of life where we have that influence and we can bring about positive change.
Well, George, I want to come back and ask you another question, follow up, and then I want to go to Dave for his perspective as an evangelist traveling the country, what he's seeing. But offline, we were just discussing a little bit here about this aspect, and I have perceived, so you can tell me whether or not you found it's in your survey or not, but I have talked to many, particularly more younger individuals, who actually feel guilty or feel that they cannot, almost as if it's almost a sin to be patriotic, because if they say we're patriotic and we say America is great, that we are somehow violating some kind of an understanding that we're a part of the kingdom of God, we have to be concerned about heaven, and it's almost a sin to be patriotic or love the country in which you live. It's very subtle, but I think it's very strong. Did you find any of that kind of a mentality coming up in your survey?
Well, yeah, and frankly, in my analytic, you know, process here, it comes back to this whole notion of tribes. Every person in America belongs to various tribes. And we take cues from those tribes. We try to be seen in a positive light within those tribes. And frankly, with young people, their generation is one of the stronger tribal relationships that they have. And one of the things that we find with the younger generations is that it is unpopular to talk about being pro-American. It's unpopular to talk about being a patriot. That's seen as being unsympathetic to what the tribe stands for and what the tribe hopes to achieve during its tenure of leadership within America. So, yes, there is that kind of sense of guilt, I think, is what you said about being patriotic, and it's one of the things that we need to be able to address. It's not being addressed right now.
Dave, let me go to you now. You're an evangelist. You travel the country and churches all over. I want to come to you. You obviously described yourself as somebody saying to you were patriotic before it was a word. I think all of us on this program would say we're very patriotic. You are a patriot. You travel the country. You preach the word. What are you finding as you traverse a large number of churches? And what connection are you seeing between a patriotic congregation, as an example, and the level of involvement that the pastor has? Connect some of these dots as you're seeing it, Dave.
Well, Sam, great question. What I'm seeing is this. The pastors that are willing to address issues like this from the pulpit, their congregation, we shouldn't be surprised by it, is a very patriotic congregation. And again, I am in good churches, and I'm thankful for that. But what I have seen over the last 18 months to 24 months, certainly leading up until the November elections of 2016, was a re-emphasis on this, a refocusing on this. And my personal opinion would be that the election of Donald Trump is directly tied to those people who heard their pastor address the fact that God is the author of the home, God is the author of the church. He is also the author of this thing called civil government. And if God expects us to be involved in our homes, and he certainly does, if he expects us to be involved in our churches, which he surely does, then he expects us to be equally engaged in that third institution that is his idea called civil government. So the more addressing of that there is from the pulpit, the more patriotic by very nature the congregation of that church is going to be.
Well, Dave, what you're talking about is a biblical worldview, which we talk a lot about, which, George, you talk a lot about. Let me come back to you now, George, if I could, on this. We talk about these things in details for a long time. We've also talked about previous research that you've done that indicates a very sick and lethargic church in America. As a matter of fact, one article, not yours, but another kind of research piece that I have before me, a separate study, says that the sick church in America is really the result of poorly formed Christians. I think that's kind of interesting. I tend to agree with that assessment. But I'd like for you to answer the question, which is the theme of this segment, the linkage between patriotism and the Bible, or put on the other side, the linkage between an anemic patriotism and a sick church. Connect some of those if you can, George, please.
Yeah, you know, it does all come back to this issue of worldview, because when people have a view of America or a view of patriotism or a view of personal responsibility, those views are based upon their worldview. Everybody has a worldview, but as we've talked about previously on this program, currently only about 1 out of every 10 adults in America has a biblical worldview. And so when we talk about concepts like truth and responsibility and respect for authority, obedience to the law, generosity, commitment, community, all of those things we learn about from the scriptures, and they teach us to think and therefore to behave in a particular way. But when you have a nation of people who are only being taught about that by the media and by the public schools, then you have a nation that's in trouble. Because when we look at the ideology behind what the media in America and the schools are pushing, it's very, very different from a biblical point of view. And that's what gives us the problems that we have in America today.